Podcast, episode 264. Because we're already dead, why not do a podcast? Coming at you from beyond the grave, I'm Saverin.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Spooky. Like, Halloween is like next month.
It's all right. We get in the spirit early. I mean, I did go to a Halloween store today.
Yeah.
Check out stuff.
I've already had my Christmas tree up and down and done presents and everything.
You just might as well start it in July and then never fucking bother. Because December, passe. You know, real people do it in, you know, the springtime when Jesus was actually born.
Just leave the lights up all year round. And you're like, they hang there all year. No, one time you want them to work.
They won't.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
A Grinch.
No, I'm not really, actually.
No. Yeah.
What's weird is that, like, for years, Tieran and I, we lived in the apartment. We never bothered putting up a Christmas tree. And then we got the house, and we're now putting up a Christmas tree. And I think part of it is that we have a little more space in the living room, and the tree looks really nice in our living room. But also, since my mom passed away, it's like kind of like bringing back the family thing a little bit, because I'd always have a tree to enjoy when I went to visit her. So now it's like, we'll have our own tree up, you know, and that'll be nice. And even Tieran's parents have downsized. They go with a little tabletop one now instead of like the 8-foot tall monstrosity.
I mean, I did that too when I was a kid. My parents, we had a real tree, then we had a fake tree, then we have like, then they had like a display tree that they had because they have make Christmas ornaments.
Just
one of those, and then it was like up for all year because why the fuck not?
You know what you do? You keep one closet empty in the living room. Then when you're done with the tree, you just pick the whole thing up, ornaments and all, jam it into the closet, and then lock it, forget about it for a year.
And then one day you unlock that closet and you realize Grandma was inside when you locked the door.
I was thinking you have to stuff it in there so when you open it, the door bursts open and the tree is just whoop.
And it lands everything on it just how it was.
Yes.
That's the best way to do it, the cartoon style.
Yep. All the dead spiders from over a year fall out of it. And it's like, oh, it's raining.
So my sister's Kohl's, and I'm assuming this is all the Kohl's, have already done their Christmas set. The holiday seasonal corner of the store is now full of Christmas shit. They haven't started the Christmas music yet. That's usually still reserved till the day after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But for fuck's sake, people, it's September.
I start to wonder as I get older whether I'm like, am I remembering things right? Because, I mean, we bitch about this every year, that how early stores are doing Christmas. And I'm like, did they really do it later back in the 90s?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Is it just me remembering that, the 80s and 90s, stores would actually do Christmas when Christmas was supposed to happen. And they do it and start rolling it out in August, you know?
Hobby Lobby has their shit in June.
Yeah, but Hobby Lobby is, like, Christian-owned. I mean,
yeah, they're like, fuck the rest of the holidays. It's Easter and Christmas, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes sense for a store that wears the religion on their sleeve like that, that they would be heavily Christy, you know, and have a lot of Jesus paraphernalia.
Jesus and Jesus accessories.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I originally did not. I left my phone on just in case Shiva texts me, and she did. But I didn't even know that they were a Christian place until I was checking out after picking up one or two things, and this was like 4 years ago now. And I noticed they had the mints at the checkout counter, and it was the testaments sacraments, and they were like little crucifixes and little Bibles. Let's see. Oh, okay. I don't think Shiva will join us tonight because it's a little bit late. But
that's fine.
Chat for a minute while I text her back, Saverin.
Okay. But yeah, it's just Christmas time already, and I'm all like, "Hey, Halloween's the best time of the year." I was actually really happy. I went to a Halloween store today with my friend Tesser, and because that's like a, I really enjoy Halloween. I enjoy dressing up. I enjoy the spooky. I like going to haunted houses, and they actually have a fox mask this year. You know, they have the creepy horse mask. They have a unicorn mask. They have a rainbow unicorn mask now, but they've added a fox. I'm assuming so people can do the "What does the fox say?" mm-hmm. cosplay, but it's actually a really good looking fox mask, and you can actually fucking see in it.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, huh. I put it on and took a photo. It's on my Saverin Drake Twitter account, and you could actually see pretty well in it. Huh. It's not like those horrible horse masks where you can only see out the mouth.
But if you want to do some BoJack Horseman cosplay, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I have one of those. I have one of those horse masks.
I know you do.
I inherited it last year, and I've worn it at multiple things, and God, they're awful. Wait,
inherited it? Who?
Yeah, it got left in the lost and found box, and he tried to find the owner. And
because I thought you and AC bought them for one of the cons you went
no,
to.
No, no, that was them. Actually, well, he bought one, and I had one. Mm-hmm. And because we tried to, we put it out there as like, hey, we lost some, you know, some of the things lost and found, please contact us.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard back. So I was like, mine now. It's in my closet. Or actually, it's on my art desk. It's with the con stuff, but it's like, well,
it's in the bed of someone you don't like.
Yes.
Or when they wake up in the
morning.
You
know, they actually made like plush versions of severed horse heads.
If you want to do some Godfather cosplay.
Well, you can do some Godfather cosplay, or you don't want to kill a horse but want to send a message.
It's when. When PETA is pissed at somebody,
they send you a head of lettuce in your bed.
You know, if you want to send a dead horse, you just gotta fucking leave a bottle of Elmer's in their in their bed or something.
Yeah, the but I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, they've got they have some really bad knockoff costumes. There's like Sidekick Bros, and it's a bad Mario costume. There's one called Hooded Hunter, which is supposed to be an Assassin's Creed character, but the symbol is a giant bow as opposed to the Assassin logo, which is fine because it's a knockoff costume, but it's a really shitty but knockoff costume. There's Sexy Freddy Krueger and Sexy Chucky.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
It's like, hi, I'm this mutilated slasher demon with a knives on my on my gloves, but I'm sexy. Oh, baby. You know. They actually have some pretty cool Game of Thrones costumes this year, too. As you'd expect. They have, like, Ned Stark's giant fuzzy cloak. And it looks nice. It's also, like, $100. It's decent costuming / cosplay-ish. Not quite cosplay quality, but not shit. And it's pretty cool. I mean, if you want to do that, or you have the cape as part of some other cosplay. It looks pretty neat.
What was the other store that was doing? I saw a couple people tweeting it today, and it was actual furry stuff, but it was horrifying. It was like it was Urban Outfitters.
Oh,
I think it was.
I don't think I saw that.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Like actual horrible furry costumes?
Yeah, like a fucking white unicorn with like sparkles and shit all over it. And
I gotta fucking Google this shit.
Actually, yeah, I don't really know how to work this tablet very well, so just go ahead and pull it up. But yeah, it was pretty horrifying. You know, and like a really out there, over the top Kigurumi, you know, like a really gaudy one. Yeah, there was like four of them.
Looks like fucking Party City has like 8 different Rainbow Dash costumes, and it's all variations upon it's rainbow wig, some form of vaguely sexy / slutty costume in rainbow and blue.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all labeled like Rainbow Dash cosplay.
I'm waiting for the problem.
I'm just like, interesting. And then they have one that's like for the dudes, and it's just a fucking Kigurumi. You know, the big pajama thing.
What? A dude can't be sexy Rainbow Dash?
Okay, yeah. They have Kigurumi, they have Bulbarak costume, Kigurumi unicorn. They're just Kigurumis, man. Though,
The unicorn's pretty.
They have a purple unicorn, a black cat. Ooh, Lisa Frank leopard kangaroo.
Yes, yeah, that was what I saw. If you want to look like a Lisa Frank drawing threw up on you, you can buy the Lisa Frank kangaroo.
They have a pink and green dinosaur, an elephant. These aren't bad. They have a kangaroo, a fox, a hamster. What's weird is that kigurumis were like previously like this very Japanese thing, and now they're like, yo, we're just going to get in on this shit. German shepherd mask, wolf coat, unicorn masks. Okay. That's actually not that bad. The inflatable sumo costume is kind of fucked up, but, you know, whatever.
Inflatable what?
Sumo costume.
Oh.
It's one of those...
It's like a fat suit, so that you can be like a sumo guy or something?
Yeah, they have those, the morph suits like that as well. Basically, they have a little air pump, like for an inflatable air mattress. You hook it up to that, and it blows you up really, really fat and big.
You're giving all of the inflatophiles, like, enormous boners right now, dude.
They're not even that expensive.
Omer.
Omer.
You can get your yiff on at the FurCon.
Yeah.
What? In your butt. I'm just being silly.
Beyond that, it's just like, oh shit, almost, it's really crunch time for me. I got a new video game. It's called Diathrhythm Final Fantasy Curtain Call. It's fucking Final Fantasy music game.
It's been crunch time ever since you got that Doritos sponsorship.
Oh, man. Just wait till we get the Mountain Dew. We will be so fucking MLG. You won't even know. Wait,
MLG?
Major League Gaming, yo. I'll show you some videos once we're done.
Oh.
They're fucking...
Oh, my God. Major League Gaming.
Yeah, it's a very douchey kind of thing.
Oh, so speaking of douchey...
It's always a fun transition.
Yeah. Speaking of squirting things into your vagina, no. I bought a 12-pack of Coke Zero, and I put like a can of Coke Zero into my lunch every day, and you know, it's cheaper than hitting a vending machine every day. And you know, they're doing the share Coke Zero with. This one said bros.
With a bros?
Like BROS, bros.
Did it say with A or with?
With your bros or something like that.
It would have been kind of funny if they'd fucked up the grammar.
I really wish they had spelled it bras, like BRAHS.
Share a Coke with your bras.
And the day before that, I got with a gamer.
Oh, man, gamers. those fuckers. How dare they?
Shitlords. I would love for Coca-Cola to get majorly into the memes, and you
share a Coke with
a shit lord. Yes, exactly. Someone should knock that up in Photoshop.
Nice. Yeah.
Share a Coke with a shit lord. Share a Coke with a fur fag. Share a Coke with your mom, and you roll it over, and it says, "No, your mom."
Yeah, that's interesting. And then there was one that's like, share a Coke with Dana. And people had crossed it out and said, there is only Zool written in
Zool. Oh, there's only Zool. God.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Got any more loot crates since last
episode? My next one's coming in this week.
Did it come in weekly or monthly?
It's monthly.
Monthly.
Once a month, it's $20. They send you a box of random stuff. A lot of times it's cool.
Is always fit in that size box or?
Generally, yeah. It's all about that size. This one was bigger than the last couple ones
because
it had that Groot in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But a couple of them have been pretty thin. But
it was a Groot crate.
Yes. a couple of them had like just shirts, but also had like DVDs and CDs in it.
Yeah, it's got to be at least the dimensions of a DVD.
At minimum. I've gotten a couple of shirts from it that are pretty cool. I haven't really worn them, but they're cool.
Well, what size did it send you? I mean, you're allowed to pick the size?
Yeah, it's an XL, which fits me.
Yeah, but were you allowed to select that? I mean, what if you were a wee lad and you needed like a medium or something?
Then you select it.
Okay, so it is selectable was
the
point I was getting at. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't know if we can get a sponsorship from them, though. use our loot crate code NOT. Get yourself a box of crap once a month. It's really cool. And it's like, that's not a very good ad. We don't like that.
Bad Dragon should do one where they'll literally send you a knot. Use the coupon code NOT.
I fucking tell you what, though.
They should do.
The fact that Bad Dragon has done Five Nights at Freddy's themed.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it'd be a fox cock.
It's a fox cock and a couple of vagina of some sort and another dick. But they're in, like, red, black, and silver.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to the GCC, which you should, it's pretty fun usually. I like them. They're friends.
Uh-huh.
They talked about this, and they were just like, don't fuck the robots! If you, because
Deathmech was like, because they have the dead children.
Yeah, they're animatronic suits with corpses of dead children stuffed inside.
Yeah,
and it's like,
so it's pedophilia and necrophilia. Yeah,
it's, you know, pyropedo necrobestiality. Light the fuckers on fire and go to town. Don't do that, kids. Don't.
And like, from what I've heard of people, I've heard comments been like, I can't believe all this fucking porn of these characters, because if you've played the game, you do not want porn of these characters.
Yeah, it's the people that haven't played it are the ones that are making...
Apparently the fox is terrifying something.
Yeah, the fox...
Foxy.
Yeah. In the game, you have to keep an eye on him. But if you look at him... It's one of the things we have to look at him, but you can't look at him too frequently.
Uh-huh.
And if he's... not behind the stage, you have to immediately close the door. He's going to pop in the door and kill you because he's a runner. The other characters move around within sort of set patterns. The fourth one, the Freddy Fazbear, has a set pattern that he'll go to, and you'll hear him go do-do-do-do-do-do-do walking around the place.
Uh-huh.
But Foxy, if you fuck up and he gets out, he runs straight to your room, and you have like no time to stop the door. They talked about the game a bit more. Both MDeathMech and Bullshit have played it. I think Cammy has too, and they're the guys from GCC, and that game was just like, nope. Because it's supposed to be like, it's not scary. I mean, it is scary and it has jump scares, it's supposed to be like
tense,
very tense and stressful.
Yeah.
And like play it in the dark with, you know, your headphones on and just that doesn't sound like much fun to me, honestly. Mm. Oh well, not my kind of game.
Yeah.
Mine's Final Fantasy music games.
Not all foxes are fun, subby little things.
Some of them have pirate hooks and will murder you.
Yes. Before or after you give them. Actually, one of the
don't fuck the robots.
One of the pictures I saw was like, oh, it was the it was a little comic actually, where the new guy was obviously like a fursuit sex aficionado, and like he's staring out the window with this gleeful grin, and the four characters are all on the other side looking scared of him on the other side of the glass, and it's like
we have to close the door, he'll get us.
Yeah, I forget who drew it, but it was pretty funny. Trying to think. Well, we've just been wrapping up Rainforest prep. Tyrion should be mailing out some of our stuff to Phoenix Comics and Games. And, oh, God, that's not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yeah, so, I couldn't remember.
Yeah, by this time next week, I'll probably be, like, collapsing from exhaustion after having flown out there, set up, and had dinner, and blah, you know. Well, we're 2 hours ahead of Rainforest. I'll probably be sitting down to dinner, you know, and hopefully hook up with some friends to hang out with and stuff. One of the things I don't know if I mentioned this on the show or not, but one of the things I'm really looking forward to is they have a morning caffeine clatch for the writers.
That's cool.
Which is... it's like from 9 to 11, and it's basically coffee and croissants or bagels or something like that in the writing track area. And it's just 2 hours of just like breakfast food and networking with the writers. So
that sounds like something you should go to.
Yeah. Because I know a lot of them anyway, and the people I don't know, I could get a chance to meet. It would be a good networking opportunity.
Hi, I'm Fuzzwolf. You might have heard of me.
I'm not going to throw my publisher dick around.
Then you put a business card in their glasses.
That has a drink in it, right? It just like...
Well, no, I meant like you put it on the side of their face.
Oh, their eyeglasses. Just stick it into the side of the glasses.
You'll want this. Give them paper cuts.
They'll be like, I'll be seeing you later. And then do like a little sexy belly roll or something.
I'm trying to be sexy. Look, I'm trying.
And they're like, just imagine I'm a twinky little wolf. And
you're like,
I put my belly on the table and it breaks in half.
That sounds terrifying.
So apart from the last terrifying image, if you're a writer and you're going to Rainforest,
he probably won't molest you.
I will not molest you unless you ask me to, and you're not horrifying. But no, probably go and check this event out. It's all 3 days of the con. They haven't had it before, and because it's kind of a weird name, it's like not a lot of people seem to really know what it is. Like, I've mentioned it to a couple writers on Twitter,
they're like,
there's a daily writing meet? And I'm like, yeah, it's on the schedule. So I'm hoping, like, kind of spread the word about it a little bit and maybe get more people to go and, you know, maybe meet some new folks and stuff like that. And
that's cool.
I'm finishing up reading the Rainforest Anthology, and I read a story in there that was really, really good. And it's by a person that I've never heard of before. But they're going to be at the con, so I'm like, hey, I want to meet this person and say, hey, I totally dug your story, you know? So that'll be nice. And yeah, since this is the last episode I'll be on before Rainforest, come to the For Planet table and buy books.
Buy shit.
Buy lots of stuff.
Coupon code NOT. Doesn't get you anything.
Yeah, basically.
But you can come up and say, coupon code NOT. We'll be like, high five.
And I'll be like, brah, and like fist you. No, wait, no, fist bump you. Anyway, yes. I get those two mixed up.
Know the difference. It could save their life.
I'll be like, I'm going to fist bump your Adam's apple and just like go in the long way. You know.
So
deep to the back of his teeth. It's in the Beavis and Butthead movie.
Okay.
It's like the only thing I remember from
it. I was going to say, I haven't seen that movie since a fucking long time ago.
If I remember correctly, what was really neat about it was the FBI agent with the sunglasses that was chasing them in the movie was voiced by Robert Stack, who is the guy that hosted Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, nice.
So, because he had been a regular actor before hosting that show, and then when he was a little older, that was what he was mostly
Unsolved
known for.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Dun, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. I remember that
and
show.
They had him do the voice, and I was like, oh, that's just perfect. Yeah.
These two dumbasses somehow escaped the FBI.
I think there's a scene like that. Yeah, where he kind of... Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Little stings at the end of each segment. So.
Wow, I haven't thought about that show in ages.
And that came out, I was like, that was mid-90s. Late 90s, early...
I would go so far as to say late 80s.
Really?
Late 80s, early 90s. I bet it started in like 88 or 89 or something like that and ran into the 90s. Look it up. I'm curious.
I'm actually looking it up, like, because I'm like, really? Yeah. Wow. Hosted by Robert Stack from 1987 until 2002.
That's right. I was going to say 87 because I remember it was on Fox. It was one of the first shows on Fox because Fox launched in 87. And it was like, I think it was.
Apparently it's still going.
I think it stopped for a while and then came back.
Yeah.
I believe he passed away a few years ago at the age of 80 something, if I remember right. See, I love technology. We can just be all, oh my God, check this out.
Regular series in 88, 97, CBS 97, 99, Lifetime 2001, 2002, and Spike 2008, 2010. Lifetime once again airs the revived version of the series, but only in reruns, and the show is not current in production, but it does maintain a website featuring popular accounts and still unsolved crimes, murders, or missing persons, with a link to an online forum should a viewer have information on the unsolved crime.
That's really cool.
14 seasons and a bunch of episodes. That's a lot of shows.
Yeah, I remember my family, and especially my mom, and I watched that a lot. And it's just one of those things that you always kind of had on. You know?
What's weird is, like, for some reason, the number of episodes is just a question mark. Plus 7 specials.
Oh, yeah. He died in 2003 at the age of 84. So he had a big bucket of win. He had a good run. Sorry, I wasn't celebrating the death of Robert Stack. We're quoting Hollywood Babylon, which has the celebrity death
of the week, essentially.
Yes.
Tinseltown Stiffs.
Which is usually more current than us being like, he died in 2003.
Rest in peace. Well, I mean, it was something we came up and like, I remember watching the shit out of that. I didn't think it went that long. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like one of those shows that's just like on your entire childhood.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow. Because like the whole like Star Trek Next Generation ran from when I was 11 until when I was 18. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was like the very formative years there, you know, because you don't remember much of your single digits, really, you know, bits and pieces. But that was like when in your process of becoming a real person kind of era, you know, all those.
You're still becoming a little human.
Yes, yes. Like your friend's kid, who's no longer just a little vomit monster, I guess.
Yeah. So.
Would you like a vomit bag? No, I don't want children.
All right, so we're about half an hour in. We should probably just nail into these 4 emails and make it a quick show.
Yeah, this will probably be a short one because we started a little late and we're tired. So
yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to read this Tumblr from Oregano D. I noticed in a quickie episode that you all said that you wouldn't be attending OkaCon because reasons. That makes me a bit sad that at my first con, I won't get to say hi to any of you. But we'll save that for another time. Anyways, for the impending con report, is there anything you'd suggest I focus on or definitely attend? So, OkaCon's a bit of an odd duck as far as recommending shit in particular because it's so very different from the majority of conventions. There's a handful of panels which are interesting. It depends what your area of interest is, because there are several fursuiting related panels. Our friend Guardian does like an outdoor arts and crafts kind of thing,
which is always fun.
Yeah, and it's usually he picks some different type of material every year to bring up there.
I still have the little Puffball Finnick and Puffball Panther that I made for myself and Panther from like 3 years ago. It's sitting on our mantelpiece.
Aw, it's so cute. One very popular thing at OkaCon is the game that they play called Predator and Prey, which it's quite complex. There's several pages of the con book are dedicated to the setup of it and everything. But basically, some of you are carnivores, some of you are omnivores, and some of you are herbivores. And the carnivores and the omnivores have to hunt the herbivores, and you get so many beads called life beads. So you encounter a carnivore and you're a herbivore, they take one of your beads. And, you know, if you're a carnivore, you're trying to collect the beads from the other creatures. There's also things like there's one person who's considered a truck because there's this little concrete path leading from the main area down to the restrooms, and they just walk back and forth on there. And if you get hit by the truck, you lose a life bead. There's a Mother Nature or a storm or something like that.
A fire
that can move around randomly and take your life beads. And I believe it's a point system at the end. It's mostly based on how many beads you've got left at the end of the game. But, like, I think they've done like trophies and stuff.
Oh yeah,
in the past,
it's a big freaking deal for yeah. that con.
It's
if you're
the
in any
big
form of shape,
con.
You can run around and play that. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, you do have to be careful because I mean it is the woods, and while it's in a big cleared area, because it's a state park. There are still areas where, like, the ground suddenly has a hole in it, or there's a branch, or there's,
well,
yeah, like you said, brambles
and crap.
We had that incident
a couple years ago where someone fell down a hill and put their fist through a glass window.
Yeah.
Was that associated? I think that was associated with the
yeah,
game.
He was in fursuit playing Predator and Prey, which is fine, but he was running down a hill trying to get away from someone and was not able to stop himself, and the natural human instinct to put your arm out when you're falling, and he put it right through the window, and there was like two dealers were not immediately in front of that window on the inside of the building, but they were like a couple of seats over, and they would have basically got showered in plate breaking plate glass if they had been in the wrong spot.
And thankfully, the fursuiter was not injured in that particular case.
I think wearing a fursuit probably protected him a lot in that case.
It was fucking plate glass.
Because your hands are totally covered by the suit gloves and all that stuff. So, you know.
So, yeah. Just be careful with that. Yeah. I mean,
a couple people I know have, like, tripped over a fallen branch and injured their knee and shit like that. So, just be careful. You're running around outdoors. Somebody in my lack of shape would not do it, but if you're relatively young and spry, you should be fine.
Yeah,
they also have concerts and dances and a variety show up at the lodge,
which is really nice.
Their dances are really good. Like a lot of times I go into a dance at a con and there's like four people turning in circles spinning poi to oons and not much else, but they actually Oklahoma's dance, they actually play a lot of popular music and a lot of like and a lot of 80s classics and stuff like that. And you know, I've seen a lot of DJs like poo-poo that con because they're like, oh yeah, it's not all mixed properly and shit like that. But that con, I've seen the dance floor is just packed.
Yeah.
You know, people are actually having fun.
I mean,
so fuck the haters, but anyway.
It's the fun of it.
Yeah.
But don't go expecting to be running around like crazy. It's designed to be a relaxing convention.
Yeah.
You sit around, you meet people, you mingle, you eat some, you cook some stuff on the grill.
Yeah. It's not like a big hotel con that has the schedule completely stuffed from 9 a.m. till 2 a.m. that night. It's a fairly relaxed environment. I don't even deal there when I go. I just go to hang out with people. And hell, a lot of people up there are my friends, like from locally as well. So it's sort of like I'm just kind of chilling.
Yeah, for a lot of it's like Furry Fiesta's relaxing con.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and we have a close relationship with the OKCON staff and like, yeah, they want us to help and everything, but like nobody from Fiesta actually wants to do anything on staff at that point because it's like we need a break. This is just our relaxing convention. But, you know, so it's you have to be in the right kind of mood and, you know, be going for the right kind of experience. It's very different from a quote unquote normal furry convention, but
it's a lot of fun.
You know, last year, very randomly, I didn't have any time off, but I randomly decided to drive up there after work on Friday. And I stayed in town because the lodge was all full up by then, because I did this just super last minute. And I actually went up there for like a day and I had to or a day and a half. And I had to come home Sunday because I didn't have any days off work. So, I mean, I don't know. I might do that. I know Savern isn't going this year because the con is the same weekend as Nightmare Nights, which he's kind of involved with.
Just a bit.
And I'm kind of making the choice of, well, I mean, I'm kind of interested in the pony thing, but I'm not like, it's not like Doctor Who. I'm not fucking married to it or anything. So do I want to go hang out with you guys and maybe meet Rarity's voice? Or do I want to head up to Okicon. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'd have a good time.
I'm not going to be offended if you don't come to Nightmare Nights, dude.
Yeah, I know. And it's, yeah, but like.
It's like all the people that.
You know, the GCC guys are going to be there. Yeah. And actually, Bullshit's coming out this year.
Yep.
So it'd be nice to actually have everybody in one place for once.
Maybe do a recording.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my take on that. On the subject of conventions, this one just started last year and I didn't bother going, but there's the same group that does FenCon in Dallas does a Doctor Who gathering called WhoFest.
It's in like April of this next year? Yeah,
it was like WhoFestDFW.com, I think is their website. And I know they didn't have any of the actors from the show. I don't know if they had any other show staff or anything this year, but I didn't really pay much attention because it was mostly just a let's all get together and hang out for the 50th anniversary. And I was like, I got my own thing. Next year, on the other hand, they're doing it out at Irving. This is mostly a shout out for the locals here. They're doing a larger convention this time, but they're actually getting a doctor this time. So the sixth doctor, Colin Baker, is coming to town.
Sweet.
So he'll be at this con. And also Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gallery, who are both involved with Big Finish, the audio company that does all of the licensed audios. And also Nick Briggs is also the voice of all the Daleks and Cybermen in the actual TV show. So they're getting actual show staff and it's local. And I'm like, well, fuck, I'm going to go to that. So, yeah, that's like April 2015, basically. So, you know, any Who fans out there in Dallas or want to get down to Dallas, hey, you know, if you want to meet the Sixth Doctor, he's going to be here, which will be kind of cool. So just putting that out there. I'm going. I think Teal and Keo are going to go.
I would expect them to.
Yeah.
Doctor Who.
I told Teal about it, and he was pretty excited to hear that it was local. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like they didn't run this year, I don't think, but they're going to run in 2015.
Yeah, early, yeah.
Because there wasn't really Doctor Who for the vast majority of the year.
Yeah, and I know, I guess WhoFest 1 was like last November.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to do a thing for the 50th.
And they had a ton of people show up. Doctor Who is a big fucking deal around here.
Yeah, it's
there's like 6.5 million people locally that can show up.
It's a BFD.
Yep.
Big fucking deal.
Okay. So I will read the next email.
Okay.
How can this be possible?
I don't know.
Today I met a furry who didn't even know what fur affinity was. She wasn't like one of those 14-year-old I'm the biggest furry ever kids who just learned about it the day before either. She's 18 and has been posting drawings of her fursona on Google+ for a while, so I just assumed she had an FA. Does this happen often? Any similar experiences? Kylie Rouge.
I don't think I've ever met anyone that hasn't known what FA is. I've met people that don't have an FA because they have some kind of reason, but I've never met anyone that hasn't known what it is as far as furries go.
Not really, no.
Yeah.
I mean, there. If you start naming off older sites like, you know, well, YFSTAR, Orlando Furry Archive, VCL,
yeah.
Back in the day, YURF.
Which is VCL. VCL's still around. YURF went down years ago. They had a cataclysmic hardware failure, but then their archive was taken into... I know it's the same guy that owns Flara and WikiFur, but one of those sites has...
Is it 621?
No. It's Flara or WikiFur.
Oh.
They have the YURF archive and they host it. I don't remember which domain.
It's
just one of those
things. It's like, yeah, FurAffinity's the furry site for the time being.
Yeah.
You've got Ink Bunny and...
And has furry. Been since 05, I think it I think started. So. Yeah. So we're going on 10 years of FA.
Remember, FA 2.0 is only 10 years away.
Oh, shut up. You know, I'm not going to give him any shit.
I'm not either. I'm just kidding.
You know, well, you know, there's a lot of shit about that. But my opinion is I'm just like, you know, it works fine for me.
Yeah.
So fuck it. I find myself not even like I end up nuking like thousands of submissions at a time because I just get so behind. So like I have an ink bunny and a weasel and a Sofari account. I never checked them because I could barely keep up with my FA, let alone
I just have the like other an ones. Ink bunny account just to have the name.
Yeah, I mean, I primarily got some of those other ones so that I could, you know, make sure that it was me if I ever decided to actually do anything with it.
Yeah.
And maybe one day I'll go through and I'll, like, upload. Like,
I have a DA that I barely even look at anyway.
Yeah, I've got a DA, too. I have faved basically two things, Doctor Who art and Pony art. That's, like, all I use it for.
That's kind of close to my usage statistics, so.
Yeah.
I mean, she's 18, she's still young, and maybe she doesn't roll with, like, a furry crowd.
You know,
if you're an isolated furry and you don't have artist friends locally, it's like, oh, man, check out the awesome piece I saw in FA, then you're not going to know. So.
Oh, man, look at the fun bags on that hose hound.
It's an elephant, dude. All right, so your turn.
Okay, let me open this back up. All right, basically one more. Because one was a question about running ads. You know, that's really it. That's weird. That's two attachments. Okay, it's another Tumblr. That's the name of the site.
Yes.
It's not like it's written right in front of me or anything. Dear Notcast, is it wrong for someone to study and use in someone's art as a reference, even if the reference art belongs to a artist who did a major sexual crime? Does the art become tainted because of the artist's crime? Signed, Worried Vixen. That's interesting. What do you think?
Yes, I would probably say no.
I mean, on one hand, I'm kind of like, if they were a good artist, and, you know, even if they're not a good person, doesn't mean that they couldn't be a good artist. And if they had a good grasp of anatomy and stuff like that, and you wanted to learn from them, that's one thing. I'm
also like, there's a million fucking artists out there. You can find
somebody. Yeah, you can totally find someone who's not
a rapist or whatever.
Yeah, or pedophile.
Pedophile.
Or something. I'd just find another artist. You know, there's like a million of them.
If it worries you, then don't do it.
And if you are, if it worries you, don't do it. And if you are ended up using someone like that as a reference, I wouldn't necessarily mention that ever. Because you will get people telling you everything about this person and how terrible they are, even if you already know and you don't want to hear it again. You'll be inundated.
It's like, check out these landscapes. They're real. I thought they were really nice. You know who else did landscapes?
Hitler.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say it too, and we were going to say it in unison.
You beat me to it.
Hitler.
You know the thing about Hitler? He did kill Hitler. But the thing is, he also killed the person who killed Hitler. Anyways. Wow. Yeah, if it makes you uncomfortable, then don't. I mean, it's art's about if you're referencing someone to grow as an artist, find someone you're cool with doing that. Yeah. You don't have to like tie yourself to someone who had, well, as you put, a major sexual crime, who did a sexual crime and is in jail or has been accused or whatever. It's like, look, be comfortable
or who disguised himself as a school. He really is a shit.
He just wants those kids inside him. Was that Charlie Booker's screen wipe?
No, I thought it, well, it might have been. I thought it was Big Train with Simon Pegg.
Okay.
It was definitely one of the British ones.
It was a British guest
comedy. This pedophile has disguised himself as a school. He really is a shit.
if you're going to grow, you can use references, but if you're not comfortable with them, find another artist. It's not that hard. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's kind of like the people that are like, you know, when an artist has decided to stop drawing porn for whatever reason. And I'm like, you know, I may think that's silly and I may not think that sexuality is anything to be ashamed of. But I'm not going to go after them and berate them for their decision because seriously, there's thousands of other artists that are drawing porn and of a similar quality or style. So it's not really worth getting all up in arms about.
It's always funny when people shit on art. Well, it's not funny. It's funny in a weird way. Funny, not funny, haha. But it's like, oh, you stopped drawing porn and started doing anthro. You are the worst thing ever.
God.
Even if they're anthro ponies.
Yeah.
They're anthro ponies. No hooves. Ugh, 0 out of 10. Would not hug.
Oh, they're half furry now. God.
What? The human form is gross and boobs are gay.
Yeah. I say that jokingly sometimes, but actually has that happened to a lot of artists?
Happened to several, yeah.
Yeah, they start doing anthro.
They start doing anthro and shift to doing mainly anthro, either adult or non-adult, and people will give them shit because it's not like, oh, you're drawing anthro, you're a furry. Anyways,
as if a furry was something to be ashamed about.
I know, right?
Because it's not. Wear your furry pride. Wear your fox ears to work.
Get a fox mask and claim this is your spirit animal. And if you don't accept your presentation, as
you
a
have
fox,
to respect my spirituality.
God.
But you're a doctor. You can't see out of that horse mask. It's my brutality.
Doctor, you can't hold those scalpels with those hoof hands.
Watch me. I'm going to operate with my mouth.
Man, non-unicorn doctors in Equestria have it fucking rough.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, I'm going to open you up here. Oh, jeez. Ah, it's in my eye. God, blood. Ah. Nurse.
Nurse, wipe my brow. I can't. I don't have hands.
An all-earth pony hospital would be just a terrible place.
Oh, jeez. No one wants to put up with those snooty unicorns, but we need them to live.
Poor surgery.
You know, you really don't want to think too much about the physics of a cartoon like that and how it works. It's like that fanfic someone wrote that was the Doctor Who crossover, and the Doctor is a pony now, and he's like, I can't pick it up. I don't have hands. And Twilight's like, sure, you just pick it up. How? You just do it. And there's no explanation.
It means like he picks it up.
Yeah.
No. It's kind of like how the little stick figure people in Cyanide and Happiness pick things up.
Yeah.
They're little stick fingers. They don't have hands, but they pick shit up.
Who cares? It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon. Don't think about it too much. Jesus Christ.
So you guys, hopefully you guys do a show next week while I'm away.
Yep. It'll be Vidya. And hey, we do have it set up now that we could theoretically have a Skype guest on. And we're going to...
I'll Skype in live from Rainforest, motherfucker. Ah.
Be like, oh, well, we could try it. We'll have to do some testing this week and make sure that it works, because I don't want to get going and be like, it's not working. It's not working.
Yeah.
It's going to take a little bit of prep time, but it's cool. We could actually maybe have Skype guests in the future.
That'd be kind of cool.
And be like a real podcast or something. I don't know.
Nah, a real podcast, like fly guests in for a special interview.
Oh, yeah. And just like, yeah, we'll pay in, you know, fly in, pay for a hotel and wine and dine you to, you can listen to us natter on for 30 minutes and tell us we're gits.
Yeah, you're totally the same value as a show guest, and we will totally do that for you.
Yes. all right, well.
Anything else to mention? Go to adamandeve.com, use our coupon code NOT.
Use our coupon code NOT.
It's KNOT.
And buy yourself something to stick up your butt. Or your vagina, if you have that.
Or your mouth. You want to work on your oral skills.
Yes. And you spend $17 or more, you get free shipping and you get the mystery gift.
Stick it in your ear, pussy.
Yes. I mean, last week
I've listened to too much Kevin Smith podcast.
I'm behind.
I'm behind. I was listening to old Tell 'em Steve Dave's. But it got me through. I've been ridiculously productive at the day job lately and just listen to older stuff that I'm already familiar with, because it's like I still laugh and it's kind of good background material, but it doesn't really take my attention away from what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's like I can't listen to So like at the gym, I've been listening to, I've been watching anime on the treadmill, but I can't listen to podcasts while I'm doing lifts because if I laugh, I might die.
Right. Yeah.
Cause like I was,
I will try not to text you funny shit when you're at the gym.
Well, I mean, I can't look at my phone while I'm holding a barbell over my head, but when you're lifting 130 pounds overhead,
you don't lift that shit one handed.
No.
Slacker.
And you're like listening to something, there somebody says something funny, you lose your focus for half a second. Oh shit, that bar's coming down.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, dude, you totally crushed your throat, brah.
Oh no. Thankfully, I mean I'm very safe when I come to my lifts. I use the power rack / squat rack so that I can't physically drop that shit and kill myself.
Are you at the point where you have to worry about straining too hard and like shitting your intestines all over the place?
I do need to get a back brace for my own safety.
Mm.
Because I've crossed the 100-pound overhead press lift thing, and I'm like 130 for barbell. What's the phrase?
Shitting a brick.
Yeah, whatever. Overhead press and
prolapse
and chest press, barbell, whatever. I can't think. It's late. So it's like, you know, once you're past a certain point, you kind of have to be real careful with that shit.
Yeah.
I nearly had an accident once where, I mean, this was a while back. I had like maybe 80 pounds on the bench press. And I failed a rep, but I was doing it on the bench and not using the bench inside the power rack to, you know, keep myself. And thankfully some dude was there to grab the other end because I about fucking killed myself.
Wow.
I mean, it wouldn't have actually, it would have hurt me. It wouldn't have killed me. But, you know, having 85 pounds on, like, your neck, kind of a bad thing.
Yeah, that sounds like it would...
But, hey, I mean, I can fucking...
Possibly not hurt at all if you break your neck and
paralyze yourself. I can full squat my body weight now. Barbell squat. Load that motherfucker up, put it on my shoulders, and squat. Ah. I actually have to be careful with that because...
Knees.
Well, knees, yes, and I've actually bruised myself. The amount of weight I'm putting on my shoulders actually bruises the tissue.
Oh, so you've bruised your shoulders.
Yeah. So I've actually kind of like having to reconsider what I'm doing squat-wise because I can squat all fucking day at like 125, 150, 180. But once you go past a certain point, you're actually going to start hurting yourself. And so... be careful. I have to reconsider what I'm doing with my squats.
Yeah. Do you have an end goal in sight as far as like how much muscle mass or how much weight you're aiming to press or whatever?
Weights wise, no, I don't actually. I just kind of like keep going until I hit a plateau, go back a couple steps and work up that way again, see if I can't cross that plateau. I don't have an end goal. My goal is to get strong. And I've gotten there, and I want to get stronger. And, like, weight-wise, my weight's been actually pretty static for a little while.
Because you're probably putting on muscle weight while you're still losing fat, so your overall weight probably stays.
I mean, it's nice because my upper chest and shoulders are actually kind of built now. I have really, collarbones and shit now. It's crazy. My moobs are pretty small. All things considered, I still have a gut.
Who knew there was like muscle and bone structure under there?
I know, right? And my dick has got like an extra inch now.
Yeah, it'll happen.
And so, yeah, I went to the gym. And one of the nice things, like I guess one of the vague benefits of playing chauffeur for my sister at the time being, is she works right up near my gym.
Oh, right.
So it's like I drop her ass off at work, I go to the gym. I can treadmill, watch anime, or I can treadmill, watch anime, and do lifts and kind of do my own pace and then go home and then get her later that evening. So it's like, it's right near my gym. I have no excuse not to go. Even if I only have half an hour, I can still go and hit the treadmill for a bit.
So. Yeah. I guess anything gets you out the apartment and up to the gym.
So. And hey, it's working on my anime backlog. Which is great because I'm watching an anime from like 10 years ago that I never finished. I'm almost finished with. Now I can start an animes that are like 5 years old maybe. And eventually in 5 years I might get to the stuff I'm supposed to be watching now.
Yeah. Which will be old and busted by the time
you get to see it. Yeah, it's like, oh, JoJo's. Pfft, remember when that was hot? Yes. All right. Well, we're right at an hour.
Sorry for the short week. We had missing Shiva plus technical difficulties, and we started super late.
I mean, it's not that big a deal. I mean, short shows happen, and, you know.
Yeah.
That's life.
It's better than nothing.
Yep.
So some of us will see you next week. Yes. Good night.
And big balls.